2-0 win, albeit a bit flattering. We gladly take that. You know, we didn't play well in the second half, very similar to last week. We seem to be getting maybe the rub of the green this year as opposed to last year, where it was us that was getting men sent off. It's the last 2 weeks now where two, you know, one each of the opposition players in Cove and Waterford were sent off, and we hung on. Like, you know, no, we weren't great, but which would you prefer, playing great and drawing or losing, or playing like that and getting a 2-0 win? We'll take that.
Yeah. What was the situation in the second half, Ollie? I mean, Harpston just never really got going to build on that 1-0 half-time lead.
No, first 20 minutes in the first half, Germain, I thought, were very good. I thought we created a lot of chances. I thought we pushed them back and maybe could have got more than the goal. But Cove are a decent side, Germain. Don't underestimate the bit of quality. I mean, you know, I'm looking at Shane O'Connor there. He's playing below his level, like, you know. They have quality in there. Yes, they're on a bad run of results, but you know, they gave Andy Wolfe every bit of energy there today. They certainly played for him, and they'll take points home and away. They'll do damage to teams. So, you know, yeah, we were poor, but in the second half. But to be fair, Cove upped it, and even down to 10 men, they went at it. They had nothing to lose, and it was very, very similar in the second half to Waterford last year, where we hit them on the break and scored. That made it very flattering. But look, we'll have enough bad days as regards results over the year, so we'll take it.
Yeah, a few changes tonight as well, Ollie. I know no point in going over all that again, because you have said about, you know, the quality that you have within the squad and the fact that, you know, the players are all fairly well on level terms. Yeah. But I mean, would that explain why you had those changes tonight? You know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. This, as I said, like, I won't go over, you know, in too much detail. They're a very even, standard bunch of players, and you know, from week to week, we'll freshen it up if we think it's needed. Look, come here, if we need the exact same 11 to go to Belfield and we feel that's what will get a result up there with the players being available, we might. But it's doubtful. And, like, you know, people got a chance there tonight that had only played maybe 90 minutes up to now. So, yeah, you know, that, it's good, and we'll probably freshen it up again next weekend. That type of way, it's worked. But, you know, we have a decent panel. There's lads that didn't even make the squad tonight that are decent lads. So that is probably the best, maybe, step we have made. It's not that we've taken in, you know, a huge quality of players. We haven't taken in good lads. But we've taken in maybe more in numbers than what we had last year.
Yeah, the formation seems to be working well as well, Ollie. The five men across midfield, certainly coming forward, Kieran Coll on the left, and particularly tonight, Josh Mealy on the right. It seemed to cause Cove a lot of problems.
Yeah, it worked tonight. Like, that's not to say it'll work, you know, next weekend or the weekend after. You know, we'll see what UCD have to offer. I know they're down to Wexford tonight and we're turned over, and you know, we'll plan tomorrow, go into training session on Monday with the formation and players that we think can get a result in Belfield.
Right. Rory Keating's situation, Ollie?
Rory has a groin injury. He's back in Sligo with their medical team, and he'll be out of action for probably at least 2 weeks, to put it that way to you. So we're hoping to have him back in 2 weeks' time, but we'll wait to see with that one.
Right. Four games, and you must be pleased with the start.
Look, pleased with the results, yeah, but again, we're going over all ground here. You know, we go into the next four games to UCD, at Lone, Wexford and Shelburne, and they're the four teams that'll be at the races. Yeah. Whether we're along with them or not will depend on how we get on the next four games.